It is Thursday, and that means that we are looking at another jury recommendation from the Culleton, Cusack, and Warmerdam inquest with Lanark County Interval House Executive Director Aaron Lee. Aaron, welcome back. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Good morning, Bob.
We have looked at the first three jury recommendations from the inquiry over the past number of weeks. And now we move to one that I think you could certainly speak to very passionately and expertly. This is number four, create the role of a survivor advocate to advocate on behalf of survivors regarding their experience in the justice system. This is, you know, a big part of what Lanark County Interval House does, not only in the justice system, but in society as general or in general.
Yes, I think you're quite right that recommendation four is something that we are very, very proud of in terms of the way we do this within our agency and within our community. We have had survivor forums. We have hosted survivor workshops to bring survivors into advocacy roles. We as a sexual assault domestic violence advisory in our county, we hold space for survivors as members of that table, informing what the table does. I think that the community safety and well-being plan looks at stakeholder voices throughout the plan. I think that this recommendation is a recommendation that is specific, but I also think it's a recommendation that many communities are already working on. I think specifically in Lanark County, if I may, we have a role called the victim advocate. And the victim advocate role is one that we birthed and grew with the OPP. And that has been in place for over 2 years now. And it's actually an advocate who engages with victims from the beginning and the onset of an incident all the way through to the end. So it supports them to understand why police are asking some of the questions they're asking, why this is happening in the system, why the police are talking to my children now. It also offers them support to explain, what is Victim Witness Assistance Program and why are they calling me? What is Victim Services and what can they do for me? I'm afraid, I don't have an alarm. If he breaches his conditions, what do I do about that? They have a victim advocate that can help them navigate the system and be talking to the right people and to be getting connected to the right people and to be focused on their rights as they're navigating that. And I think that it's a honest and it's an intentional program that actually allows survivor voices to be throughout, to be existing throughout that process and guiding what we do. And having a victim advocate, as we've learned from victims and their feedback, has been a critical part to them sticking with the process and not giving up and not being discouraged. And it means that we are having conversations with the Crown's office about how do we work better? How do we ensure that there are better outcomes for victims? It means we're working with the OPP regularly on particular cases, but overall direction. It means we're all sharing that responsibility. And so much so that we have actually created a training video for police officers that I understand will be launched in October through the OPP in a pilot, where we ensure that survivors' voices and the way for us to intersect and celebrate the work and the growth we've done as systems coming together, how to make that larger and have a greater impact on folks.
This one, I think, could be pretty interesting as far as who you would get in that role, because as I look and I hear you speak, I'm thinking, well, do you get someone like you? Do you get a lawyer who deals with these cases? Do you get a former police officer? Do you get a victim, a survivor themselves? It almost seems like you need a collection of people in order to do this work. We've talked about the commission. It almost seems like whoever this person is would have to have their own team to present all those different perspectives. It's going to be very difficult to find someone.
I think that we have an amazing person in the role in our agency. We have, excuse me, Brianne Lukasiewicz, who you know. She is our victim advocate and brings with her some of her family court experience as the family court support worker, her public education role, her life experience. She brings those pieces together and really, really helps this program. Help this program get off its feet and continue to move forward. I agree, Bob. We could have a team of folks with varying skills to act as survivor advocates. I think the most important piece is that we keep survivors in the center and victims in the center when we're developing any kind of survivor advocacy role.
Like many of these other recommendations, it's going to be really interesting to see how they develop, and the fact that they have the right people in there making recommendations to fill these roles, like yourself, like Brienne, and certainly like the OPP, and like other people that we know are involved in these cases. You know, it's Victim Services Lander County pops into mind too. You know, all of these organizations being involved, I think, is just going to make it all that much better when it comes to fruition.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think one of the things I'm so grateful for, and I know I've mentioned it many times on the radio, is that we have been working on these relationships and nurturing and growing these relationships and evolving as a community for years and years. So, you know, I'd say 15, 20 years, it started and it slowly started to evolve. And because we've worked on nurturing and giving and building those relationships, when it comes to having a difficult conversation about here's an idea, what should we do about it? It's not a new relationship. There's already some trust built. There's already some understanding of the fact that we have different roles, but part of our jobs overlap. And where there is overlap, how do we grow that? And how do we grow that so that it's effective for people in our community? And I'm very grateful for the creative approach of this rural community because I think, as somebody who gave testimony at the inquest, I think that it was a moment in time where I had to reflect on the various things I could present to a jury about what we do in our community. And in fact, it was a reflective process that also made me really proud of how far we've come in our community. Certainly, we have a ways to go, but we already have established relationships. We've built foundation. So we've done that for our community and for the victims of our community and the survivors. So I'm really looking forward to how we continue to insert these pieces or grow these pieces further in our work.
Sidebar here, how important is it for you to pull those positives? Because you just talked about so many different positives when obviously you're dealing with such a difficult subject. You know, you're pulling those positives, you're pulling those accomplishments when you are in fact dealing with so many tragic circumstances. How do you do it, Aaron?
I think for me, it's always about reframing, and it's always about reframing with the victim at the center. And it's always about reframing with the victim at the center and who we can place around that victim. And if I reflected and thought we can place nobody, we have nobody, we have no options, then I think finding positives and drawing on positives would be really, really difficult. We have people in the circle. We have a situation table. We have a community safety and well-being plan that already includes intimate partner violence. We have politicians who are interested in listening and taking action. So I think it's important if we don't find the positives and we don't look at our accomplishments, we get stuck in the gray matter of what we can't do and what we haven't done. I think it's important to look at what we have done and to recognize that there are ways our systems are broken and are continuing to fail women and victims, and that what we want to do is make that better. And we have the capacity.
I do believe that's the mindset they're looking for in this particular recommendation. Once again, it was create the role of a survivor advocate to advocate on behalf of survivors regarding their experience in the justice system. Aaron, these are always very interesting to do with you. Thank you so much, and we will speak with you again next week.
Many thanks, Bob.